Hi, I'm Darren Simpson, and with the return of the Alamance Domestic Football League tomorrow, I caught up with Manx Radio's football correspondent, Tony Meppham. We'll start with the title race, if that's all right, Tony. So obviously Peel are the champions, air runners-up, but they won the FA Cup, and obviously the sides met in the Charity Shield. St Mary's finished third last year, and Corinthians obviously were in there as well. But they've added to their squad this year with Sean Doyle and a few other FC Alamance players. How do you think that top battle is going to shape up this year?
I think you're right in the four teams that you've picked. Certainly Corinthians have strengthened big time when you look at people like Sean Doyle. You've got Dan Simpson back in there. Ryan Burns defensively will come in. Ronan McDonald when he's fit. And there's one or two others who have come back in as well. So, and new signings. So Corinthians are looking really strong. But St Mary's, Jack McVeigh, I'm pretty certain he's signed for them. And one or two other players showing interest to join them before tomorrow. So St Mary's are looking strong as well. But Peel, Ayr United, we watched them last Friday. It wasn't a great game to watch. Peel, I would think, will be pretty well near enough the same team. Maybe one or two players will be back on Ireland to strengthen them. But Ayr United, it's just a question of what players are available. Because Sean Kelly and Johnny Shields didn't play. And by the sound of it, probably aren't available tomorrow as well. So that sort of lightens them as well. And definitely with the experience of Nick Hurtnott on the side won't help them. But Phil Quayle, he's a good manager. He's a good person. And I'm pretty certain he'll try and get the best out of the Ayr players.
Is there any other team that you think might be able to break into that potential top four?
Well, when you look at last year, I think Rushen surpassed what they expected. Certainly Ramsey will get better because there's a lot of young players there who will improve. Plus, the signing of Cameron Torr from Ayr United is a real coup because I think Cameron has improved so much over the last couple of years. And then when you look at Laxey as well, there's a lot of good young players in that Laxey team, but it's having them available is the big problem because they seem to sort of get sort of taken away playing for FC Isle of Man or other things, which sort of takes them away from the starting lineup of Laxey. But I think certainly, you know, looking at Corinthians, Peel and St Mary's, I think the champions will come from one of those three.
Looking at the promoter teams, obviously Braddon and Old Boys are making their way into the league this year. How do you think they're going to fare this season?
I think Braddon will do okay. I know they've lost Liam Kane. He's gone away. That's a big loss because a lot of goals Liam scored. But they've still got the nucleus of the main squad there. Younger players, so they'll have improved sort of on the experience of last year and they'll be looking to stay in the division this year. Old Boys, a little bit unknown because last year they just got through, didn't they, against Ramsey Youth Centre, beating them for that second promotion spot. But again, they've got a lot of good young players in there. One or two new players were due to sign for them. They haven't yet. But the one I'm looking at the moment where I'd be a little bit concerned is Foxdale. I think with losing the firepower that they have, Jason Charmer, Lee Gale, I think Foxdale are under a bit of pressure to remain in the league.
Do you think? How do you look at the mid-table battle as well? Do you think they'll be quite strong this year, or do you think quite a few teams alongside Foxdale will struggle a little bit in the league this year?
Well, the game I'm covering tomorrow for Manx Radio is St John's against Laxey. Looking forward to that one because St John's, Callum Taggart is in the squad, Dean Leese as well. So a lot of pace, a lot of trickery to deal with up front for St John's. Goalkeeping-wise, I think they've changed that round, but no news on that one at the moment. But St John's are still capable of sort of mixing it with the big boys. And Laxey, I don't think, will be far away. But as I've already mentioned, you know, when I look at Rushen and Ramsey, I think they'll be looking to go another step compared to last year. Rushen didn't have a great start, but then my word, Andrew Moody's team pulled the socks up and played really well towards the end of the season. And one or two players, Carl Hickey, I think one of them, great goal scorer signed for them. So that makes them even stronger.
Just looking at the second division then, obviously St George's and Moran were relegated last year. Colby and Rycob just missed out on promotion. How do you think that second division is going to shape up this season?
We got a little bit of a problem with Division 2 at the moment. We knew Douglas Athletic last week indicated to us that they only had one team this season, and it was going to be a combination team. Yesterday, it was confirmed that two more teams have pulled out of Division 2, and that's Jim's and Michael. So they'll have combination two teams only. So that's a little bit of information that's only come through in the last sort of 12 hours. But when you look at the rest of the teams around there, I think Douglas Royal have made some really good signings. So we'll wait and see how they bed in. St George's have still got a lot of talent there, and the younger players that they've signed will hopefully, sort of give them an opportunity to push. Paul Rose, little dark horses there, I think, Paul Rose, because they've made some really good signings. When I look at Barry English from Onken, he can score goals. And when I look at Castletown, not too sure if they've signed any players. But Colby against Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys. Colby have lost a couple, but gained a couple. So they should be able to cover the cracks that have been left. And I think Division 2 is going to be a right old battle. But we're looking at the Division 2 now at the moment, because with only 10 teams in there now, with losing three, it only gives them 18 games. So we're just going to have a look at it and see if we can come up with any ideas. But at the moment, that's still being discussed, and we'll hopefully try and get some information out to the clubs over the weekend.
What information what else have you received from there? Is there any reason why these teams have struggled to put sides together for this year? What's gone on there, really?
Well, lack of players, really. Jim's only had one team last year. This year, they've done really well pre-season, but the numbers are light. And, I think the age band on them is young, so inexperienced. So that's Jim's reason. So that's fine. Our job at the Alaman FA is to make sure that every club has the opportunity to survive. And, you don't want to put them under pressure by playing in Division 2, because, players are probably going to leave anyway if they know the strength of that team. Michael United, as you probably remember last season, they lost 10 players at the start of the season. They recovered well, but this year the numbers are still not enough for them to have two teams. And Douglas Athletic as well, they're just waiting for the juniors to come through. I think they've got something like 70 or 80 junior players, and they're gradually getting older. Some are getting close now to possibly playing senior football, and then they can press the restart button and hopefully start having two teams out. But the FA have accepted it. We have no choice, really. Three teams under pressure, quality-wise, and they've just plumped for playing in combination two.
Yeah, not exactly what you want to hear going into the new season, is it?
No.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention, Tony, about the season coming up?
No. Just everyone sort of enjoy themselves. Just remember, one or two of the new rules come in. The referee one is key. We're light on referees this season. So everyone needs to, show respect to the referees. I know it can be frustrating for them if a decision doesn't go their way, but 9 times out of 10, the referees get it right, and they just remonstrate and end up getting sent off or whatever. So we're trying to clean that section up if we can. And, hopefully all the players will stay fit, enjoy themselves, and then the players who maybe are thinking about coming back into football will come back in. And, make the league even stronger than it was last season.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a good season. Thank you, Terry. Thank you very much, Tony.